George, right now we have a special guest in the studio because we have a payoff to talk about.
Yes, it's been a long time coming, but it's almost here. We had Picks with Friends in the fall, and it's not necessarily about who wins Picks with Friends, it's who loses. Like last year, Corby was the worst game predictor. We pick 10 games each week. Is it 10 or 15? No, it's 10, yeah. And Corby finished with the least amount of wins, so he had to take a bus to the Super Bowl. I've had to read 50 Shades of Grey on the air before. I had to spend...
To slam deliciously.
Spend two nights in the studio a couple of years ago. That was terrible. I had to live up here at the Ticket for like 3 days. Well, this year the bet payoff is be a street performer. And the man who's going to be doing that is from The Invasion, Donovan Lewis. And look, he's in studio this morning.
Donovan!
Great Donovan.
I thought since I had to get up early on Friday, maybe I practice now.
Kind of a trial run.
Yeah.
See what it'll be like on Friday.
You know what the traffic's going to be like, my route I'm going to take here.
That's great.
Before I get ready.
Because the deal is he has to do this all day long. He has to be a street performer that you may see in New Orleans or New York or in Vegas. We thought about the mime, but that's not really great for radio. But during our show, during The Invasion, during The Sweet Spot, during The Hardline, at least for an hour of each show, Donovan will be performing on Novitski Way, just right out in front of the Medano and the Dirk statue.
I even think in the plaza also, because, you know, I think our show is going to do it from the storefront.
Okay,
so I guess they want to keep eyes on me, so maybe even in the middle of the plaza.
Yeah. If we're not down there the whole time, we may send, when it's your time, we may have a microphone set up. Because I think one of the things is going to involve the street, the crosswalk, going over to the W Hotel.
Okay.
We really like that. And I think you had the idea that when the light turns red and the crosswalk is clear and you can walk across, we're going to get you the MC Hammer outfit, and we want you to
Why did I even bring that up? Like, how long?
As we play Can't Touch This and... I would say go across and then come back and
until it turns turns green,
just so the cars who are stopped there see you.
They just get across. A show like what the hell is wrong with him?
And there goes Donnie right across the crosswalk. Yeah,
across the crosswalk.
What a treat for those going up Novitski Way that morning.
Do you think someone who's kind of barely waking up, this is regretting to go to work? What the hell is happening right here?
And you know, I was thinking about that. We don't have many street performers in Dallas, do we? In Fort Worth?
No, not really.
Occasionally you'll see the guy playing guitar or something, especially in Fort Worth. I've seen that, but not much. And if you're trying to make a buck or two, I think it's a pretty good way to go. Especially if you have great bits.
I don't know if anyone's going to give money, but we'll have fun with it, I think.
What if they did?
What
you
if they
give
did?
It to at last? This could be a good fundraiser.
Or at Donovan.
Or Donovan. At Donovan. Donovan's fund. The other thing I thought about, I still have the elf outfit, which I think was really underutilized during White Elephant Day. And that was during Christmas. It's a little green. It's a really cute little elf outfit that Donovan wore. I dressed as Santa Claus. And we tried to wrap players, but we wrapped it because the karaoke machine broke as we were going out.
Right. And I knew we were going to be a tick behind and we wrapped it with them playing the music from studio and us on the street.
So it was like
but we
off
weren't
beat.
On tune. Right.
And so it was really crazy because all the people on the street could hear was us rapping
at
or
the
singing.
Top of our lungs.
Yeah, but with no beat or anything.
Right.
I think it would be even better if you have the beat. So we'll bring the karaoke machine, we'll bring the elf outfit, and for the second appearance on the street, we'll have the return of
right
players, because it's such a great song, and you do such an awesome job on it. We'll run through that a couple times down on the street corner
okay.
and see if we get people dancing with you.
So it's an hour on each show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was there talk about making it an all-day thing?
That's no,
kinda.
Junior. There's been no talk of that.
Because I wonder why.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be even more entertainment?
All day?
All day.
Like, George, how long did you have to read Fifty Shades of Grey.
All day.
Yeah, but that's just reading a book. That's not performing.
I was performing. Sometimes I did it as Dick Vitale.
How long Kermit did Corby?
Yeah.
Kermit.
How long did Corby have to ride the bus?
For like 20 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. I can't hear you. Who was that talking? I don't know.
Somehow it got reduced to an hour show because okay. He still has to do his
I have
normal
to do my
show
right.
And everything that day. And then the other thing is, since it came up yesterday, does Jerry Jones know one member of Van Halen or one Van Halen song? Like, by the way, you want to weigh in on that? Do you think he could name one Van Halen song or one
no,
member of Van Halen?
No, I don't think so. I was I listening either. To that, and Bob is the – I think he's the only one on that side. That's yeah. Any – no. Jerry, no way.
No way.
So as a tribute to that and one of our favorite Van Halen songs that we used to have the fake Nate Newton sing, Panama, I think the Elf – the Elf outfit while singing Panama to take you back to your Bone days where you were the Bone brother at our sister station that played classic rock. A little Van Halen blaring through the streets of Dallas with okay. You singing David Lee Roth, I think would be
I'll
awesome
have to,
on Friday.
Print the words. I don't know the words.
Yeah, we'll get you
we can
words
make it done.
Everything.
We can get
yeah.
It done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be great because you are a performer at heart. When you get
yeah,
a
but
microphone
not out on the
and a
street.
Beat, you just go.
I right? Need I'm more arenas and more stadiums, not street performers.
Like that's, the 30th anniversary party, you were in your element on stage.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's House of Blues.
Yeah.
Not Nowitzki way. It's a difference.
Well, wait till the regional crowd starts rolling in on
See,
Friday afternoon.
That's going
to
be
the
great,
AAC.
Too.
Just Duke fans are walking up like, what the hell is happening? Who is
Elf.
That?
Shaka Smart walks by you on the plazas, Marquette's rolling into the arena.
I didn't even realize, like, when we set the date a while back, okay, you know, that's fine. And then once you say, yeah, the regionals are here, it's like, oh, no. There's a bunch of people walking up to the arena looking at me hammer Elf dance across the crosswalk. And I don't know what the other shows have. I have a little idea of what the Hardline wants me to do, but I am.
They had like eight different things.
I know.
Going.
I'm in the dark with my own show and the Sweet Spot. I have no clue
yeah,
about what's
heard.
Going to get
I'd,
done.
I'd tell you
so,
if I knew.
Yeah.
We'll have someone, maybe all three of us will be down there, but some of us will be down there with you.
Do you think?
Great.
Do you think you're going to get tips?
I don't think so. Like, if you
know.
Want me to have a bucket out there, I
you
will.
You go out there in that Elf outfit again, I think you're going to get some tips.
Most street performers get tips.
I don't know if I'm getting those type of tips. But no, man. And it's, you know what? The thing, it was a couple of days last week thinking about this where I could not fall asleep. It's
really?
The only thing
yeah,
I was thinking
it
about.
Sounds
I'm flat
terrible.
On my back.
I would hate to do this.
Eyes wide open, and I'm thinking about what could be done because I just don't know. And I'm like, this is.
Yeah, we're basically telling you to be a clown.
And I had the best record of picking games I've ever had, and I still lost.
Tough year.
That's amazing.
And that's why I couldn't wrap my head around.
Sunset.
I was like, I just don't want to get arrested, and I don't want to get beat up. And I want okay. Some semblance of dignity. Like, I get
that.
It. I understand. I lost, and I have to pay the piper. I get it. But I just those are the things I was just thinking about. I don't want to get arrested. Please, I don't want to get beat up.
I'll protect you.
And my dignity, just a little bit. I don't have to have it all. I get it. But at least a fourth of a tank of dignity left when I'm done. That's all I ask of everyone, just to be cool.
Yeah.
Yesterday,
cool.
You told us that you were rethinking the whole gambling thing. Does this make you also rethink the whole gambling thing? Picking games?
No.
Putting something on it?
No.
This, you haven't this, slept all week.
I know. But it's fun. It's fun
friends.
Doing that. It's tense.
Man,
like, that's all
so
you
tense.
Think about. At the beginning, it's fine because you have a long way to go. You know what? I have plenty of time. I can catch up even if I have a bad week. But then you're in week 13 and you're in last place. And that last week had me sweating so hard. And it's not even money. I'd rather lose money.
Yes.
Than this
yeah.
crap.
Yeah. I know.
That we're doing
and it
now.
It hangs over you. And it's like Bob says the first time we all meet that first Thursday, it's like, well, this is where we ruin the football season. You pretty much do.
Because it's games you don't care about.
Games,
I know, and then my dumb bitch with picking dumb games, and I have to try to refresh on Arkansas State versus Central Michigan
you're
or something like
that.
That
some Saturday night.
It's just bad, but I am not looking forward to it. The only thing I'm looking forward to is getting it over with because it's not going to
be
fun.
A long day.
It's going to be fun for you guys. It's not going to be fun for me. Yeah, it's going to be a really long day.
Yeah, it's like a 10-hour day.
Okay, what time do I need to? Because I was
thinking.
We're
going to start you after the e-break at like 8:20.
That makes sense and because then, it's dark beforehand.
Yeah. So
okay.
So if you listen to the show and you want to come down and see Donnie, just right in front of Madonna and Dirk, that'll start around 8:20 Friday morning.
Maybe you'll be so great one day there'll be a statue of you between those
what
two.
What if?
In my hammer stance.
Yeah.
In the outfit. As a
smile on your face.
Going across. What if it's hanging over the crosswalk like it's suspended in air? We just always want to remember.
Man, that's going to be great.
Is it? Is
yes,
it really?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
like
be awesome.
After time number three and my quads and my thighs are burning from doing the hammer dance.
Oh, white tread. Here goes Donnie.
Just point to the Honda Pilot in front of me.
So it'll start at 8:20 Friday morning and it'll end 9:20-ish.
Yeah, ish.
You want me to go to 10.
You may be having so much fun, you may want to stay down there.
Right.
Not even come up to your show meeting. Just stay down there and have fun.
Oh, maybe.
Fun on the plaza.
You know what? With you guys, maybe I will be.
It can become Gordo's Corner on Friday.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's
Gordo has so much information to give out every single day that I can't. I can't step on that.
I'll take care of Gordo for you. Don't worry about him.
Okay. All right.
All right, looking forward to
Thanks for coming in, Donnie.
Hey, man, my pleasure.
Thanks, Donnie.
I guess I'll hammer dance and go get some breakfast here just to get some practice in.
Yeah.